Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
In my last podcast, I talked about what happened when big corporations with no souls do a whatever and ignore the science that inputs into products can harm people and planet. And consumers are complicit too when they say, "Who cares?" and buy that cheap clothes. It leads to self-imposed harm to those of us who love our work in developing products to keep our jobs to make more cheap stuff on our finite planet that we all call home, the only home that we have. Many of us put up with what we know is not the right thing for people and planet because the thought that we don't have a choice or that's how things have always worked. Well, it's not working because the evidence around us shows the mounds of excess that we've all created by whatever. If you listen to Podcast 5, next time that you put on a bargain-dyed shoe or see that too-good-to-be-true garment that never got worn hanging in your closet, I hope you'll give pause for thought about what went into making the product. It will help you to inform future gooder purchasing decisions beyond the price tag. I did a quick run-in to the grocery store with my friend, and she spied a cute dress at Joe Fresh, so she diverted. "Isn't this sweet? And so cheap," she explained. But I didn't cross the threshold. For me, the brand has caused too many tears for garment workers who lost their lives for laboring without worker equity overseas, and also tears from those who work here, for the end goal of letting fast fashion hang on the rack like a beautifully waxed poisoned apple, and excess corporate profit-taking. We are complicit if we ignore what we know and can't be bothered to care when we make purchasing decisions that literally land on your back. When we choose not to support profit-driven companies if they are not willing to consider people and planet in their business outputs because we are all complicit as purchasers. Yet there are many reasons to buy. And a core reason should be that new purchases should make us feel good in exchange for earned dollars. Contemporary garment creation is complex, but the fundamentals of creating clothes are known. I'm putting up a lovely video of making fabric. Just search Gooder Goods on Facebook and see if one had the time and wanted to make the effort. Most people can go from field to garment production to make sure we don't leave the house undressed and exposed by the elements. When we accept that we're in control of purchasing decisions, if we have hard cash or credit that we're willing to go into debt for a little pick-me-up, or a production budget to spend on product inputs, can we make better purchasing decisions? Yes. As Michael Levine, author of Fixing Fashion, said, he hasn't met anyone in business whose goal was to harm people or planet as an outcome. It's due to business solely driven by focusing on increasing quarterly profit-taking and disregard for unintended but known consequences. Until the digital age, when technology made actions more transparent to anyone who can Google. So if you care enough, one can find out many things and science can back us up. I thought it was important for those of you who don't know me well that there's no halo over my trademark white and black hair. Full transparency. I smoke, and I love driving my car. And those vices need to be offset by choosing to be gooder in other areas. It is a choice of what we prioritize in decision-making. The purpose of gooder goods is conscious consumption. What happens when we pause to consider we have a choice in spending our voting dollars or not? Shifting mindset throughout the purchasing system to create different desired outcomes, gooder goods requires a different definition of value and is seeking to expand our decision-making beyond the price tag, knowing that it's human nature to want more for less. Often, that more is time. I recently had to admit that I've eaten at McDonald's. Knowing that I can make better food at a lower cost for a family is missing my priority in decision-making at that moment of choice. The reason for buying McDonald's is that it's convenient, not taste, but hunger efficiency for a known product that I'm willing to pay for my time. Same if you rip a hole in the seat of your pants. You simply need a new pair of pants now. So going into a fast fashion outlet and grabbing a bottom covering off the sales rack serves an urgent need. It's different buying for an outfit for an event that you've known about for months in advance. You not only want to look good, you want to feel good and likely feel fashion right. I once went shopping for a prom dress with my cousin's daughter, Mackenzie. As we scoured the stores of sexy high-maintenance gowns, I asked this young woman whether she wanted to look fabulous or remember having a good time at her grad. She confirmed the latter, and our shopping talk turned to focus on what she would feel comfortable wearing so she could truly enjoy a typically high-stress evening. She looked lovely without killer heels, and I agree that the most alluring women are females who are happy. Thank you, Christine, for recommending I wear flats to a recent party instead of the gorgeous stilettos languishing in my closet. As we consumers begin to go deep into debt for the upcoming holiday present-giving season, I enjoyed the recent finance article in the Globe and Mail by Marsha Lederman on the gift catalog that came bundled in the paper. You can read the full November the 14th article online, but here's what happened when her youngest son filled in the gift catalog's handy want list, and his older brother tallied the total to $1,047.74 without tax. And from the balance of the column, that reformed shopper mom is not caving in to the family or the corporate pressures to buy all the wanted goods on the to-buy list. So, how will time-harried holiday shoppers spend their money? Same as last year and the year before, unless we make new value judgments. I've already shared Kate Black's shopping value acronym in podcast 4, What We Wear Matters. But here's another shopping pro tip, since I'm not a crafty girl. Buy as close to the source as possible. I used to buy designer samples or direct from apparel manufacturers instead of retail stores, and regularly they needed to clear stock. But now, much of our Canadian apparel industry imports, so its excess stock is made offshore. I've uploaded Inca's video on the Gooder Goods Facebook page. As a shiny new star in reformed purchasing systems, I've been a gooder girl, and this is what's on my want list this year. Check out why this made my want list, knowing I support gooder design and new value purchasing that respect people and planet. My first apparel job involved pricing garments, so I knew way back then that the product's value escalates until it reaches the consumer. And with fast fashion, it has no value after the thrill of the find. In fact, there is a used clothing embargo in many African countries, so reconsider your charity thinking if you can't just dump your clothes onto someone else or into landfill. Patagonia's president said that it's his company's job to produce great high-performance garments. But when consumers buy, it's their responsibility to take care of the products beyond the purchase. I have a soft spot for end-of-season plant waifs in my grocery store, and they give me great pleasure. But having brought them home, I need to care for them to keep them living. And an added gift with purchase is that they remind me that I have a responsibility to all products that I bring into my home. Happy holiday shopping. Be good.
Follow me on Twitter at Gooder Goods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search Gooder Goods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/goodergoods. Choose to be gooder.